Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Thanksgiving weekend is now behind us, and NBA training camps, shockingly, are about to begin. There's been a lot of player movement around the league, and we'll examine it. But first, Darlene, do your thing!
The Mike Wise Show is a presentation of Pure Hoops Media. The Mike Wise Show is hosted by a guy who played basketball atrociously for Hawaii Pacific College, which forced him into journalism. And, oh yeah, he wrote about basketball for the New York Times, the Washington Post, and ESPN. He's also a wise ass, and so are many of his guests. Right, Mike?
Thank you, Darlene. It's been less than 2 months since the Lakers won the NBA championship in the Orlando bubble. But here we are on the eve of the opening of NBA training camps. With the season set to begin 3 days before Christmas, my trusty producer, Bruce Bernstein, joins me as we take a look at old faces and new places, as well as sizing up which players and teams are ready to compete for the playoffs and the championship. How was your Thanksgiving, Bruce?
Thank you, Mike. Thanksgiving was low-key, socially isolated, but otherwise fine. The food was good. How about you and your family?
As well, just the five of us in the backyard because the weather was so great here outside of D.C. And I'm not going to apologize for this. We did not have a turkey. We had a rotisserie chicken. The kids loved the chicken. It was smaller. We ate all the bones. It was we basically polished it off. We didn't even have leftovers. It was tremendous.
Can you have stuffing and cranberry sauce with a rotisserie chicken?
Yeah, if you make it on the side. I made this really sweet cranberry sauce the kids love. It had raspberry gelatin in it. It probably is going to send a bunch of dentists to France over the summer when they take my kids in for their cavities. And then, the stuffing, I made this cornbread stuffing, Bruce. I'm going to make it for Christmas too. It was tremendous. They had a little Italian sausage in it, the sage, the thyme, and then the cornbread with just the right amount of egg and milk and chicken broth. And it just, oh gosh, it wasn't dry at all. It was beautiful.
You're going to make somebody a dandy little wife one of these days, Mike. You're a baker. You're doing all kinds of good cooking things in the kitchen.
Yeah, unfortunately, my wife just wants me to fix toilets, and I have no... I don't have the neural cortex brain part of me to do those things. But anyway, all right. As we record, recorded this on Monday morning, James Harden and Russell Westbrook are still in Houston. I don't know if they can't get rid of them. Nobody wants them, or the trade bait just isn't enough. It's still to me, I don't know. This is just me off the top of my head. It's two guys that basically, it's like world be free, the Gunners of today, and yet they're so valuable. James Harden is unstoppable. Russell Westbrook has such an amazing heart, and he has so much energy. And yet on the same roster, it feels like you need 10 basketballs to go around with those two guys. That's just me. Bradley Beal and John Wall, still in Washington. I like both those guys. I hope they put somebody around them that helps, and I hope John Wall comes back like he was before. And if he's not, that he learns the trajectories and angles he needs to, and the economy of movement to still have a Hall of Fame NBA career. Rudy Gobert, still in Utah. Victor Oladipo, DC guy, DeMatha guy, still in Indiana. And naturally, we begin with Charlotte. Let's talk free agency in Charlotte, Bruce.
So Michael Jordan signs Gordon Hayward, who opted out of the final year of his deal in Boston, gave him 4 years, $120 million. It actually turns out to be a sign and trade, with Charlotte getting 2 second-round picks, Boston getting a trade exception, of more than $28 million, the largest in NBA history. So the question is, how does this help or hurt both teams? Well, with Boston, I think we're not going to really know till they decide what they're going to do with that trade exception, which they can use in little chunks. They don't have to spend it all on one person. But I think for Charlotte, I think it's really interesting because they drafted LaMelo Ball, the number three pick in the draft. They've got a couple other younger guys on their team that are pretty good. I see this as kind of overpaying for a guy because he's going to bring A, some skill, and B, some leadership to their locker room with a young team. I mean, that's the only possible explanation I see, although they were ninth, I think, in the East last year. So that could nudge them up into the playoffs.
Yeah, I think if you're Michael Jordan and you're trying to make a splash as an owner, it's an interesting move. It, it kind of reminds me of what the Wizards paid for I'm thinking of the Polish machine.
Marcin Gortat,
who, like, they overpaid. They knew they were going to have to overpay to keep him in Washington. They probably shouldn't have, but he gave him some very good, he rolled with the pick and pop with Wall as good as anybody. And, you know, Gordon Hayward, it's kind of weird. Gordon Hayward's now your face of the franchise in Charlotte. And, you know, your power forward is PJ Washington. Your center's Cody Zeller. I don't know if that's enough to get you where you want to go, but it is an upgrade. And it's an upgrade a little bit. And Gordon Hayward, God bless him, he's got to stay healthy to make that acquisition work out. Otherwise, you know, his big thing is just he's been fragile.
I think that with Gordon Hayward,
What do you got? Your drug dealer calling in during the podcast?
Sorry about that, Mike and viewers. I think it's probably the contact tracing people. We've been getting all these weird phone calls that I don't answer from different towns in Connecticut, and I'm trying to figure out why. So I don't know. Maybe that's it. But anyway, I think, getting back to Hayward, I think he had to get out of Boston one way or another. He was just under a dark cloud from pretty much day one there. And I think most Boston fans admire him and respect him, and he doesn't leave in any way, you know, with the Boston fans being down on him or anything like that.
Like they were with Kyrie.
Right. Because with Gordon Hayward, I mean, when he was out there, you know, he never complained about anything. He always seemed to handle himself professionally. And look, I mean, the team, you know, had he not gotten hurt in the playoffs this year, there's a very good chance they might've went to the finals. Wasn't his fault. When he came back, he wasn't really quite himself. So I think, you know, in his particular case, you know, Charlotte had signed him to an offer sheet a number of years back that Utah matched. So Michael Jordan's kind of had his eye on Gordon Hayward for a while, and now he's got him for 4 years at $30 million a year. And look, you know,
who knows?
I think as a Boston fan, I certainly wish Gordon Hayward well.
Yeah, you know, who probably didn't want to see him go of everybody of all was Brad Stevens, his college coach at Butler, a guy that you know, I always say, and I asked this of Sheldon. Remember Shelvin Mack, his point guard,
in Shelvin
college.
Mack.
I said, what? Excuse me, what was that?
Shelvin, I think.
Shelvin, that. Yeah, did I? Yeah, okay. I said Shelvin.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. My bad.
You thought I said Sheldon?
Yes, like young Sheldon, like the CBS sitcom.
Or Sidney Sheldon, the author. Yeah, thank
you. Okay, you got me. You got me.
Yeah, we're talking literary here, my friend. I'm writing a book.
I can't compete.
I asked Shelvin Mack once when he was backup point guard with the Wizards. I said, hey, if Gordon Hayward had stayed in school one more year, would you guys have won the national title? And he goes, definitely. Definitely. And because you remember they went back to back, even without Gordon Hayward, they ended up playing Connecticut in the title game. Oh, man, if Gordon Hayward, I'm still angry he didn't make that shot against Duke. That was the greatest Hoosiers college basketball story of all time. That was even better than George Mason, which I covered here. All right, so the Bucks are hoping to lock up Giannis Antetokounmpo to a supermax deal this week to keep him in Milwaukee. But if they don't, he can become a free agent at the end of the season. The Bucks have added solid pieces around the Greek Freak with Drew Holiday and several other low-profile role players. Is it enough to keep Giannis happy and make the Bucks a title contender, Bruce Bernstein?
I think they're definitely going to be a title contender this year. I would see them. I can't see them not being. I can't see them being
as long as Giannis is on the roster. They're going to be a title contender.
Well, yeah, and you know they still they locked up some of their other guys. You know they have a pretty solid roster. They did. They still have Brook Lopez. You know they still have Chris Middleton, who was an all-star last year. You know, you just kind of get this feeling that as much as Giannis has always said, I love Milwaukee, I want to be here. You know, when you're talking about a place like Miami, where they might be able to offer him the Supermax, I mean, places like Miami and the Texas teams, they have such an advantage because of the no state income tax. And when you're making $30 or $40 million a year, that's a significant, I mean, it's more money than, you know, we'll ever know. And that's just what they're saving in taxes. So plus, yeah. You know, the Heat culture is something that, you know, a lot of people make fun of. I believe that it's a real thing.
I don't doubt. You think Giannis will go to Miami?
I don't know. I mean, I hope he doesn't. Nothing against Miami. I very much like Miami's team and the people I've known there. But I, you know, you and I are both pals with Mark Lazary, the Bucks owner. So we want his team to be good because we like Mark Lazary.
Yeah, I like Pat Riley too. So
yeah, okay. Know,
but yeah. I like Mickey Arison. His wife is wonderful.
Yeah, okay.
They're good people. I don't begrudge them anything, except they've already won three titles. And the Bucks haven't won since 1970 or 60, you know, 71. Was it 70?
71. Yeah.
71 with Oscar and Kareem. Who was he? Kareem then? Yeah.
He wasn't even Kareem yet. No, he became Kareem after that.
You sure? He was Lou Alcindor in Milwaukee. No, he was
I think he was Lou Alcindor. I think he was Lou Alcindor in 71. But okay. I think by 72 or 73, he had gone public with his, you know, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar moniker.
Sure. All right. So the bottom line is, I look at Giannis like I do Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan had a chance to go to Orlando. And remember with Grant Hill teaming up with him, they had the same agent years ago. It was going to be this big coup for the Magic. And Tim Duncan was like, I'm going to stay in Texas. Now, obviously the state income tax thing. Yeah. Big deal. But I see Giannis as he doesn't need more than he has. And he loves Milwaukee. I wouldn't be surprised if he signs the Supermax deal.
I hope he does. I truly hope he does. Honestly, you know, we don't want these small market teams to always be on the outside looking in. It's not fair.
Wait, who did Milwaukee lose? They lost somebody good.
Well, who did they lose? They lost. Well, they traded George Hill away. I mean, who was, you know, kind of a backup point guard. And Robin Lopez, the backup big guy. You know, they kept Brook, but they lost Robin.
Right. Okay.
So those were the two bigger names they lost.
Yeah, and they were going to get Bogdanovich, but they didn't.
And that Bogdanovich
went
huge.
To Atlanta, which, you know, yeah, Atlanta's just wow. I'm still blown away by some of the moves they made. That was that to me was as impressive as anybody. They got Bogdanovich. They also traded for, or I'm sorry, they acquired Rondo, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
They got Rondo.
And also Danilo.
Rondo's your backup. Trey Young's your starter. Mm-hmm. The Maryland kid's name.
I think it's Herder.
Yeah. Kevin Herder's now your backup at shooting guard with Bogdanovich, but that's still a very good guy off the bench. You got Cam Reddish and John Collins, power forward, and then Clint Capella at center.
Yeah, and again, picking up Danilo Gallinari, that guy can still get you 20, 25, even 30 on some nights. But I like them.
Not as the backup.
Well, who said he's going to be the backup?
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
He and Collins could be the starting forwards. You know, center, Capella, backcourt, Trey Young, and Bogdanovich. I mean, that doesn't sound too bad to me.
No, that's not a bad. That's not a bad roster at all. I think it gets you about sixth in the Eastern Conference.
And you know what? If you're Atlanta, good for you. You know, I mean, it's. You know, Trey Young is somebody that I was never like a big Trey Young guy, but he has truly won me over. That dude can play. He's got shooting range almost in the Steph Curry, you know, realm.
Yeah, and he's a great teammate too. If a guy's a great shooter, fine. Steph Curry's a great shooter. Steph Curry didn't wow me over until I saw him play a little D, and also he just became a great teammate. He just moved the ball. He bought in. He didn't care whether Clay, him, or Durant were the MVP or the leading scorer. He just wanted to win. That's Trae Young. That's Trae Young in many ways. I tell you what, right now, and this is just me, I'm gonna call it. LeBron James wins his fifth ring this year, and I dare say it won't be all about him. It'll be because they made some very good moves already in the offseason. You know, they got Montrezl Harrell from the Clippers. You got Marc Gasol from the Raptors. He's still got, you know, you measure his vertical leap with a Discover card, and he doesn't have the movement, but he still passes the ball as well as any big man. Dennis Schroeder, a great pickup. To me, he's a better version of Rondo at this point in his career. And Wesley Matthews, that shooter you needed when everything else broke down and somebody needed to take a big shot from behind the arc. That's Wesley Matthews still. I feel like the Lakers might be better this year with their roster than they were a year ago. Obviously, Anthony Davis has to resign. But look, the Lakers, I think that's going to happen. And I think the Lakers are going to get ring number five this year. That's I'm throwing it out there. And if people will indulge me, I think that Jordan will be probably the third best player when the season's over of all time. It'll be LeBron, Montrezl Harrell, and then Michael.
You can
silence me at that.
I completely agree with you. I mean, look, you know, we have seen no evidence that LeBron James is declining in any way, shape, or form. Anthony Davis is still in his prime years. If anything, he's still got great, you know, some of his best basketball still in front of him. Marc Gasol will be the second Gasol brother to win a chip in Los Angeles. As you recall, Powell won two with Kobe Bryant, you know, a number of years back. Dennis Schroeder is a really nice player. He always seemed a bit out of control, a little bit of a wild card to me. But last year on OKC under the kind of leadership of Chris Paul and some others, I thought he really matured a lot as a player. Wesley Matthews is exactly, I mean, he's a veteran, right? He's like early 30s, 33, 34. But he's a great 3-and-D guy, plays some defense, not afraid to take a shot. I agree with you 100%. I think LeBron is going to tie Magic and Kobe with his fifth NBA championship ring this year.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, like, who's going to get in their way? Golden State? No. Klay Thompson's out. Curry's back. Andrew Wiggins? Sure. Kelly Oubre is your starting small forward for the Warriors. You know, I'm sorry. James Wiseman is listed as your starting center for the Warriors. I don't think that's happening. Houston, I don't see Houston with Harden and Westbrook doing it, especially when some of their best some of their best role players are PJ Tucker, Christian Wood, and Eric Gordon, and you know, I guess Daniel House. Okay, that's fair. But even the Clippers. I mean, the Clippers are going to give a run, but Patrick Beverley's your point guard. Paul George, Kawhi Leonard. Okay, Marcus Morris. It's the same roster almost. Zubac, great. Okay, you know what? They picked up Serge Ibaka. That was a good pickup for them. I would have still, Serge Ibaka 2 years ago would make much more sense. If Serge Ibaka went to the Clippers 2 years ago, I would say, you know what, this is going to be the Battle of LA again. I don't, otherwise, right now, I'm taking the Lakers. I just am.
I'm taking the Lakers, and I think the second team in the West is likely to be Denver, okay? I think
Denver could win the championship this year.
Yep, they're up
and coming. I know I just said the Lakers could win it. Denver is still on path. The Lakers are one injury away, not a LeBron injury away, but a key player other than Anthony Davis or LeBron from being upset in the Western Conference Finals.
I think, you know, Denver's there. And believe it or not, I see Dallas, you know, kind of continuing to improve as Luka Doncic, you know, continues to, you know, progress. And they picked up Josh Richardson, who's a really nice, you know, shooting guard, plays a little bit of defense on the perimeter. You know, Porzingis is still there. You know, they've got, you know, Willie Cauley-Stein coming off the bench. Good defensive guy. So, and we both know what a great coach Rick Carlisle is. So I would say if you were to ask me for my top three, I'm giving Denver number two. I'm thinking Dallas could make it up as high as number three. I wouldn't bet my mortgage on it, but I have confidence.
I put the Clippers above Dallas.
Yeah, you know what? I agree. You're right. Clippers three, then maybe Dallas gets up to four. But you know what? That's a nice step up for them if they can even accomplish that. You're right.
Does Phoenix do anything with Chris Paul? Yeah. I mean, you still got Devin Booker. You know, Jay Crowder's a nice pickup. DeAndre. They've got a nice core, and they're building. I just don't see them getting any further than, you know, the seventh seed.
Yeah, I mean,
is an improvement for them.
Hey, look, don't forget when the bubble began, they were the only team to go undefeated in the bubble. So they were already starting to kind of show some improvement. You know, they went 8-0 in the bubble. They just missed out on the playoffs, really. But now, you know, Chris Paul is a good guy to have. You know, Devin Booker and DeAndre Ayton are going to get a lot more easy buckets as a result of that guy being there. And, you know, for him, it's going to be a matter of health. But Phoenix has always had one of the best medical staffs, if not the best medical staff in the league. So I would say that between, you know, Monty Williams, who's a former player, understands the whole idea that a guy like Chris Paul, whom he had in Charlotte, by the way, back in the day. So those guys go back a number of years, too. I could see Phoenix absolutely making the playoffs. They could be anywhere between 5 and 8 as far as I'm concerned. But I think where you're saying around 6, 7, that sounds about right for them.
Yeah, it's going to be an interest. I mean, one, I still can't believe the season starts December 22nd. It feels like the Lakers just won. And I know it was a month ago, 2 months ago now. Was it even 2 months ago?
I think it was October 11th or something like that. I mean, it was
just
under 2 months ago.
Yeah, so it's not even 2 months ago.
Yeah,
it's not even 2 months ago, which is just crazy, you know?
Well, I would think that, you know, with all of that depth that the Lakers have added, I would think that that's going to, you know, it's going to be incumbent on, you know, Frank Vogel to make sure that he doesn't burn out his veteran guys early in the season, and he won't. He won't.
Yeah.
You know, LeBron won't allow that to happen. And they have a very solid bunch of assistants there, you know, Lionel Hollins and Jason Kidd. They know, you know, they're in good hands from top to bottom. How about Rob Pelinka? That dude, he deserves big time credit for what he's
done. Yeah. You know, everybody gave him grief when he first got the job. He was Kobe's best friend, and he'd come from the agent world, and yet he's morphed into a very good GM. I wouldn't put him up there with Mitch Kupchak during the heyday of the Lakers yet, but I would say that he's, you know, he's done very well, and he's, you know, he's got a ring. He's, you know, if he's not executive of the year, he's at least in that top three tier right now. Here's what gets me, and God bless him, because I covered them for many years. The Knicks fans are all excited about top draft choice Obi Toppin and a handful of journeymen they added to their roster. Why? I mean, why? Is this just sort of they've gotten used to the fact that, you know, they didn't get Kyrie and Durant a year ago, and they just understand that they're not even in the – I mean, come on. I mean, you're R.J. Barrett, okay. All right. Julius Randle. Okay.
Austin
Michael
Rivers.
Michael Gilchrist. Come on.
Gilchrist. Austin Rivers.
Nerlens Noel.
Joyeux Noel. It's Christmas season, right? Right. Alec Burks. I mean, come on, man. Kevin Knox, you know, he's there. He's coming back, you know. And the one that made me laugh the most was their second pick in the first round was a young guy by the name of Emmanuel Quickley out of Kentucky.
Yeah.
I was watching some of the Knicks fans on Twitter who were just absolutely tripping, saying, you know, he could be our Lou Williams. It's like, and I could be your Barack Obama, but I'm not. That, you know, look, New York to me, it's like.
Yeah, that's the, he could be our Lou Williams. That's the classic one. Like, you know, if the female steer, or the female bull had, I mean, I'm sorry, if the male bull had mammary glands, yeah, okay, but he doesn't. So what is that? Emmanuel Quickley,
it's a great name. I hope he is quickly in the rotation.
Look at this guy. Look at this roster. Theo Pinson, Reggie Ooh. Bullock. I mean, it's
Jacob
it's,
Evans. Who's ever heard of Jacob Evans?
It's oh my gosh. It's not exciting. It's not, and if Knicks fans are excited about it, God bless them. Obi Toppin is a nice addition. Other than that, the Knicks are in for a world of pain. All right, let's wrap this up because people can get their free agent stuff many places. I think I'm glad that we filled them in. This thing's going to open December 22nd, 3 days before Christmas. There's no bubble, but there's no vaccine. There's no vaccine. What are your thoughts? What's it going to look like?
You know, if it looks anything like NFL stadiums have looked, which I don't really, I mean, look, NFL stadiums are outside venues, right? I mean, NBA arenas are indoor venues. I don't know. I mean, obviously they're trying to bring, you know, fans back into the mix, but I have read nothing about any specific plans about how this is going to work. So I have to believe that the league is number one priority right now is figuring out how this is going to work. Can they go into their arenas with no fans and have it be any kind of excitement? I guess they probably could, but unlike what they did down in Orlando, where they jazzed things up with all the high tech graphics and, you know, a smaller venue, it's not going to look like that in a 20,000 seat arena that's got no fans. So I guess the number one priority is going to be safety of the players, getting the games on TV, you know. Beyond that, Mike, I mean, what do you think? Do you see any, you know, solutions here?
I think it all comes down to Adam Silver's brilliance, which played out definitely in the bubble. And I think it comes down to sacrificing the gate again, which they're going to have to do to meet their network television response, you know, their network partnership responsibilities and pay everybody. And you're going to sacrifice the gate again until America gets healthy. And I think in particular, as much as I love basketball and the league and it's part of our livelihoods, you know, I think they got to be really careful about when they get the vaccine. You know what I mean? Because if they don't, if frontline workers and people of that ilk aren't receiving it beforehand, that's going to get out and that's going to look very bad on the league. And just as it should, I mean, in no way should any frontline worker have to stand in line behind a 7-footer for a coronavirus test or a vaccine. It's just not right. And so I think that while the league took it on the head, especially early on for all the testing it was able to administer, I think we've got to be careful now as to, you know, when we're distributing the vaccine, they talk about frontline workers getting it first and first responders and all these people. And then we go to the elderly and the people that are most at risk. Okay. After that, you know, great NBA people, teachers, all that, great, go. But before that, you know, that'd be a bad look if they just did that to make sure that they kept the league going amid some infections and whatnot. So that's my own personal take.
Well, there's absolutely nothing I don't agree with you there. I mean, the frontline workers have been our heroes now going on 9-10 months battling this stuff. Many of them have died. I mean, we both probably know people that are nurses or doctors that have both been involved. My wife's yep. niece works at a hospital in Long Island where she was treating COVID-19 patients. And, you know, she's a 24-year-old young lady and a hero in my eyes. You know, shout out Haley Nair, Long Island nurse. Way to go, Haley. So I believe the frontline workers and medical professionals will be first in line. But after that, you know, money talks, right? So, you know, that's always been the way it is in this society. So I just hope that, once you get past the people that absolutely positively have to get this first, then all bets are off as to who's next. But I just pray for all of us to keep doing what we've been trying to do. I mean, every show we've done since March, we end by asking people, and this show is going to be no different, just reminding people, don't be like the outgoing president. Be smart. Wear the mask.
That was dope.
Time to wrap things up for this week. Thank you very much to my producer, Bruce Bernstein, for joining me. And thanks to our talented editor, Tom Phillip. I know you're listening, Tom, and I don't take you for granted. Please listen to all of our Pure Hoops Media shows. Full Court with Jenny Fisher with her new co-host, Kara Kay, comes your way every Tuesday. Catch and Shoot 2.0 with Otto Strong and Aaron Berlin is here each Wednesday. Buckets, Boards, and Blocks with Monica McNutt and King McClure drop in every Thursday. BJ Armstrong and Eric Newman are here every Friday with the Pure Hoops podcast, and I'm back each Monday with the Mike Wise Show. Please listen, review us, and leave a 5-star rating.
All right, let's go. Time to stick the landing.
Finally, I know we say this every week, but it's true. COVID-19 is still destroying lives across this country. So please, I mean this, wash your hands. Stay at least 6 feet away from others and wear that mask. Don't complain, just do it. Get a Boston Celtics face mask like Bruce Bernstein or whatever your favorite team is. Just do it. And
isn't
please
that
treat
everyone's
everyone
favorite
around
team?
You even, what's that?
One Aren't more the time? Celtics everyone's favorite team? I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm killing you here.
And please
carry
treat
on.
Everyone around you, even strangers as friends, and be considerate. And don't forget to keep our medical professionals in your thoughts. Also, we need to continue working for social justice as we strive for a more just and inclusive society. So please, do your part. Till next week, bye-bye.
The Mike Wise Show used to be called The Wise Ass Show, but it remains a presentation of Pure Hoops Media.